Felicitations and welcome to this channeling session of October the 9th, 1996. Present this evening is Skip, Judy, Stomp, and just arriving right now is
more
Rascal. Okay. Right. Before we make that telephone call, any questions?
There we go. We're online.
Never mind. We're going to change the subject. What's this?
What?
Oh, he's going to call it straight away.
What do you want to do?
He's going to wait until...
He called at 7 o'clock.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, 7:35.
Okay. Well, we better give her a call.
No, he's not going to hit me that way.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, question.
Yeah, am I ever going to slow down?
No. Why do you want to?
I don't know. It's sure getting hectic.
Well, take it upon yourself. The only person that can slow you down is you. It's your nature. You're one of these nice people that has the I can't say no. You know?
I'm going to have to get that way.
It's up to you. It's up to you. How do you feel about being hectic? Are you happy?
It's exasperating.
Mm-hmm.
You can't seem to get enough done.
Well, time is a slippery thing.
Slippery ain't the word for it.
Well,
like a piece of ice that keeps melting through your hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Judy, question?
What's going on?
Well, we've got a very, very hectic schedule tonight. We'll get everything out the way first before we get down to the serious stuff.
We're going to have to leave by 9 o'clock.
Okay, that's no problem. That's why we're going to hustle through with you. What I would do is we have two guest speakers. We have Omol, we have Kiri. We have Kara. No, we have three guest speakers now. Okay, we've got a real crowd in here tonight. So we will start and we will put on the first guest speaker, which can only stay for a few. Oh no, four guest speakers. This is too many. Okay.
I like
her. Yes.
It'll only be for a few, huh?
Yeah. I've got to get back to my office.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. I'm all set. I'm ready. And I am a lean, mean fighting machine.
That little bump on the head didn't hurt you too badly, did it?
Nah, I've had worse.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. But you were bleeding, weren't you?
Oh, it tastes nice. Iron.
Suggestion, darling.
Uh-huh.
Take off your steel shoes on the marble floor.
I didn't have time. It was sort of like, couldn't you get down here? Well, let me put something right now. Okay, I'm on the way. But I hooked it. I have to undo all the straps and everything. I have to take it from down here. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, this is all yours, dude.
Uh-huh.
What?
It's all yours. It's all mine.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
go for it.
Well, yep. I want to meet this lady.
You want to meet me?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Well, I'm all feisty. If I can grab a UFO and make off with it, I can use platoon strength to take a UFO and hop down there. Yeah. Can you put up 30 individuals? Well, 29, the commanding officer won't be able to come. She'll get into trouble.
Oh, yeah, we could put up 30 individuals, you
uh-huh.
know, for a little picnic gathering type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. No
How long
problem.
Do you want to stay?
We'll probably only be able to stay for maybe a week or two.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, we do it in the winter when there's lots of snow so that we can ski and have fun.
Well, wait till winter flies.
Yeah, we'll wait till the snow flies and you guys can come on down. And I'm sure Russ wouldn't mind putting you guys up. I mean, it'd be...
We can separate them.
Uh-huh.
You don't all have to stay in the same billet, do you?
No. Okay. That's all within 100-mile radius. 30 of us. About 29 lean, mean, piping machines.
Yeah, you don't have to all stay in the same villa. We can split you up.
Just kidding. I can't do any of that. I wish I could. I'm only a second lieutenant. It would be nice. I'd like to come down there for a break. I've only heard stories. I've been to a third dimension, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. But, believe it or not, Ike, but this is, what would you call it? Trying to think of the word. Can't seem to get my mind working.
Have you thought about taking up acting lessons? You sound just like that gentleman that was in the Spirit of St. Louis story.
Oh. Well, that's about the way our...
Lindbergh.
James Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart. Started in that.
Yeah.
The classic version.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart. He kind of hesitates. That's my problem, I guess.
Kerry mentioned it.
This would be like the Dark Ages to you down here.
Oh, great. Be able to do some arm wrestling for a few
pieces. Well, we got some people down here who just love that.
Oh.
Hey, darling, question for you.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I'm going to be telling this to every speaker coming in tonight, but with this new change on the webpage, and we now got a base headline.
Okay.
So activities are going to be updated once a week as to what's going on the base.
Okay, the ex-commanding officer that shipped back for Sirius due to her pregnant condition gave birth to a fine baby boy.
Congratulations. That's just what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I've got to depart. I've got to get back down to the barracks. I'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Looks like the Kerry Monster.
Tia.
Oh, it's Tia. Excuse me. Sorry.
Whoops. You can tell because she's the ring mistress.
Whoops. I apologize.
She said fine baby boy, right?
Yeah. About that's old news. The baby boy is about two months old.
Yeah, well, this is the first time
I can
put the news on.
Okay, I'll see you guys shortly.
Okay, no problem.
Greetings and felicitations, everyone.
Greetings.
Let us proceed with tonight's discussion.
Okay.
It has been brought to my attention that certain alien organizations claim that we do no longer work with your planet.
That's true.
This should be rectified.
I agree.
I received reports from the base commander concerning such situation. You have questions in relation to this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, how do we address this in a way that would make it, unquestionable?
With communication with your medic friend, her idea is quite correct. The idea of putting news in the newsletter is the ideal thing. We were not planning to do this just yet, but our hand has been forced, so we will have to do so. Include in your news section, like one of your wasteful news mediums, listing articles such as events concerning us, events concerning you and us, editorials, I believe you would call them, such details on comparisons with information released by the Zeta Reticuli and other groups, and in doing so, put in an editorial that you would put in and your medic.
Okay. Thank you. We can also address questions to the channeler of this information.
Correct.
Now, I'd like to address a question that will give them pause to thought.
Okay. The question being, oh, you wish me?
Yeah, something that you would suggest that would make them go, oh, maybe we have mistaken this possibly.
The light work that we continue to do with individuals in various groups throughout the planet is evidence enough. Individuals that work outside the system and try to get information out concerning such detrimental information. Individuals from areas such as Sedona, such as from the East Coast, Australia, and other parts of the world. It is self-evident that we are working. We are still with your planet. We did not leave as it was stated. We left in a huff. We did not. We had to rethink our actions due to the fact of certain groups behaving in a harmful way. We still work with light and understanding. But we also have to take into consideration that certain organizations wish for us not to be around due to the fact that we interfere with their work, which is our primary purpose, is to protect you.
Mm-hmm. Well, on behalf of all of us, we thank you very much for the work you have done, even though you don't get thanked enough.
That is part of the job description, as you would say.
Does this put Mark at a risk, this whole situation?
Yes and no. Mark is a lot more cautious than he appears to be. It is in his nature.
Good. Thank you.
We know you're busy, so.
Can I ask a dumb question?
There is no such thing as a dumb question.
Where did all this come from? This people are trying to say that you weren't here, wasn't working with us.
It is like your news reports released by other parties. It is designed to drive people away from us. It is designed to draw people to the more harmful individuals that masquerade as helpful. They are the ones that put out the information with the help of certain agencies.
Are these agencies jamming the internet when Russ and Paulette get on the chat line and try and make some intelligence out of all this?
We are looking into that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I must be part.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ashtar, I take it?
Yeah. Ashtar.
Not a mole.
No, we know it's not a mole. I thought it'd be either Corton or Ashtar, but he was serious.
Yeah.
Corton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's on the big.
That was Ashtar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we let Mark's body get back to normal.
Anything else, Steve?
I got some. Thanks, Ross. I appreciate the offer.
In the meantime, once we let his pulse rate get back to normal.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
I just read a media in our third dimension. They are coming up with the spiritual aspect of healing,
mm-hmm.
which they have found. Works very well.
Yes, it does. It does. And we've been preaching that for how long have you been coming? What, 3 years now?
Well, at least three. Well, no, more than that.
Yeah.
More than that, because
mm-hmm.
I'd say closer to five.
Yeah, well, yeah. We've been preaching that for a long time, or Kara has.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it becomes in vogue. kind of makes Kara feel good. She's sitting there glowing at the moment.
No, but she is. It works.
Oh, it works tremendously well.
Newsweek came out with almost the whole magazine. I've got it in the car. I've been reading it at lunchtime because I always read that spiritual and scientific healing works hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
There's about two or three different articles in the Newsweek I got in the car. No, you can have the one I got.
Okay, great.
I think it's an older issue, and I just happened to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Should we call up Carrie now?
Yeah, let's give her a try.
Hit redial. Wait, hit, yeah, let's hit that.
She's still busy.
Well, we told her we'd call.
Mm-hmm. She probably got it off the hook. I can go and have a look, but I won't be back for a while if I do that.
Well, it'll take a long session or break between challenges.
Okay, well, we can do that. But, okay. That's still a little fast. I'm going to save the next two guest speakers for a little while.
Okay.
Okay, let me answer any questions.
Well, how many do you want?
Let's go one from each of you to start off with. We'll start off with the senior person first.
What?
Okay, you got a question?
No, you pretty well answered the one I had.
Okay. Judy?
I don't know what's going on, so I'm just here.
I do know how you feel.
Yes. It looks very much so like President Clinton and Al Gore are going to be reelected.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the first time since Theodore Roosevelt
that the Democrat,
that Democrat
has done more than one term.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm taking this as being inevitable. And how does that, I mean, I know it differs with your political beliefs and Mark's personal political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
How does it affect the whole scenario?
It's a plan B, situation
it,
B.
It is, we're strictly on a plan B situation.
Yeah, as soon as the election is over and it's definite, it's plan B. Okay, here is a news report. There was a private fundraising dinner party where Tipper Gore and Hillary Clinton, no, Al Gore and Hillary Clinton attended. And it was close to the press, but somebody brought a tape recorder with them. This tape recording has gotten out. Somebody managed to get a copy of it. And it is, Mrs. Clinton said, when we are reelected, we will be able to do what we really want, Al Gore and myself. Whereas Tipper and Bill go off and do what they want to do, we can get down and really get things going the way that we want them. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not saying word for word because I don't have my report with me. So they're pretty sure they're going to get reelected. They're also going to start doing what they want to do, which is going to be pretty harmful. There's going to be a lot of increases in taxes and unrest. Sorry?
Go ahead. No.
Mm-hmm. So it goes very well with what has been said in the past, that it's not Bill running the country.
It's Hillary and Al Gore running the country.
Correct.
Let me slide in another question.
Okay.
Russ and I had a conversation today, and we would like a copy of the Cooper tape, the
mm-hmm.
assassination of President Kennedy
mm-hmm.
from a different perspective. We were wondering where we could obtain a copy. Mark mentioned the internet.
Be very, very careful when looking for stuff like that.
Okay, now Russ is interested in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've seen it.
So are certain governmental agencies.
Right. I don't have any interest in it. Mm-hmm. Russ has an interest in it. I mean, I've seen it. I know what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my heart what really happened, mm-hmm. how President Kennedy was assassinated.
I don't have that much information on it. It's not the field that I deal with, except for looking at past events and probabilities, mainly economical and some political.
But Rush should use some caution in trying to obtain a copy of this.
Okay. Now, Rush, sitting there patiently, you have a question.
Why
TWA-800?
Mm-hmm. That has been predicted or been mentioned in several places down by friendly fire? Has it been covered up?
There's no such thing as friendly fire. Ask an ex-soldier. Skip. Is there such a thing as friendly fire?
No way.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's accidental, it's not friendly.
It's not friendly, even if it's, like you say, even if it's accidental.
Mm-hmm. Even if somebody's it's your own side, it's not friendly.
Somebody's got an iron in the fire.
Mm-hmm. You get hurt, regardless of whose side it is. Okay, let us go back to Skip.
They seem to think that there's been a missile went through that.
I don't know. I haven't seen the full report.
It didn't explode.
It's possible. If it ruptured the fuel tank...
then the fuel tank exploded.
Yeah, that would...
That's exactly what they're coming down with
mm-hmm.
on the investigation.
Yeah, if a missile went through, punched through the wing and carried on going, with the amount of fuel on board from just taking off, like, what was it?
About 11,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fuel.
Yeah, that'd be minimum 11,000 mm-hmm. pounds.
And it was a long-distance flight. I think it was full to capacity.
Yeah. Well, then if it was full to capacity, that'd be pretty close to 20,000
pounds. Mm-hmm. Just think of that fuel igniting.
And high-tech gas goes really good.
Mm-hmm.
Makes its own bomb.
Yep. Okay. Trudy, question?
No, thank you, darling.
Okay. Okay. I will put on the next person. Okay. Now, who am I?
Gary.
Thank you.
I apologize to your sister. I mean, I just thought you were flying in earlier.
I'll let you off on those comments. Okay. Right. Okay, let me get down to business. Notice my hands never leave the end of my arms.
Gary, we'll try again.
In a minute. Let's get down to some important matters. Okay. The gentleman is still alive. He's not in remission at the moment. He's going through treatment.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're keeping a very close eye on the situation. My grandmother has been in contact with him when he's in his deep state.
Okay.
So we're still working on that. Okay. Now, cascading. Do you want to cascade or us to attempt to key in where?
If you, yeah,
why not? Sure. How awake are you?
Well, I'm pretty well bushed out. So if you want to pass tonight,
I think it would be best. Yeah. I was looking at your
My mind's not working correctly tonight at all.
Well, it's kind of catch-22. It would be the perfect time, but the fact that you have to drive and, because in your lower state, what we can probably do is set it up one day that you guys hold the channeling session down there, and then we can get Skip to cascade.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that way you wouldn't have to drive. And
that'd be neat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem at all. We will work on that. We will get Mr. Slurping His Tea to act as chauffeur.
He's a good driver.
Okay. Skip, do you have any questions at this time?
Yeah, I got one that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
Okay.
I heard an article that the 757s
mm-hmm.
are having problems with their computers.
That is correct.
They've lost, I think, 4 ships in the last
2.5 years.
Yeah, and all of them have come down to the point where the computer has just more or less malfunctioned completely.
Well, the problem with the computers that they're using is the fact that they're not top of the line. These are older aircraft that have earlier computers. They add more stuff into them. And anybody with any computer experience knows that the more you add in, the more likely the computer is to crash. Once a computer crashes, you have no instrumentation or anything to guide you. You're lost. You don't know if you're banking or whatever, especially if you're in a bank. You're totally in trouble.
Well, now, they just lost one that was headed for Lima.
Mm-hmm.
And it crashed and killed all 90 on board.
Mm-hmm.
I think the day before yesterday or something.
Yes. Actually, it was I think it was like Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, the black box, the pilot says, none of my instruments is working. I don't know if I'm up, down, or where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
The commentator that was putting this out said that the older pilots that learn with turn and bank instruments, magnetic compasses, could find their way back.
And the commentator was Paul Harvey, correct?
I'm sorry. Yes, it was. Yes.
Next question. Skip?
No, I'm
not. Judy?
No, thank you, darling.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Okay. Is there any bit of validity to the story about Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes, in an indirect sort of way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It is more of a moral tale.
Than a literal tale?
Yeah. It is some truth on the gullibility of individuals, and it probably did happen to an individual, and some fantasy. It's about 50-50, actually.
In other words, don't mess with the giants or get eaten.
The question is, who is the giant?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Is it a giant intellect, giant in stature, or what? Who knows? It's written a long time ago. It was told a long time ago and written only in the last, 200 years. Okay.
Frequency of the Earth.
Oh, like I have that information written on my hand.
We worked on this yesterday, so you have plenty of time prepared. Backing off now will not be an excuse that can be accepted.
What is my primary job, Russ?
Engineer.
Thank you. I have certain projects I am working on.
This is merely two strokes of the computer.
It's low on my list of priorities. I think it's about 2,000 megahertz. But I'm not sure offhand. However, as you guys were discussing last night, if you throw in magnetism into the formula using superconductors and helium, you can get a very, very good effect on anti-gravity.
We don't have superconductors. We do have magnets.
Mm-hmm. You need pretty powerful magnets, too. Preferably magnets that work on probably about 42 Gauss.
That's your electromagnet?
Correct. Your friend will know what a gas is. Okay, good. It's a very, very narrow margin as well. 43 is too much, 41 is too little. You can break it down into sub-sections and experiment within that area.
Okay.
But that's all I can really discuss at this time.
Okay. What do harmonics have to do with the equation?
Harmonics are very, very important, but it's something that you guys have to reason yourself. If I tell you, then I might as well tell you how to build an anti-grav motor. Simple as that. That's how important they are. You have to figure that out on your own. However, once you guys figure it out, then we can discuss it.
Okay, you
want to
go around again?
Well, I'm looking in that direction. Come on, Skip. Come on.
It ain't working.
Close your eyes.
It ain't working. The mind won't work.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
And think harmonic. And whatever comes into your mind, say it.
Well, it'd have to be low pitch. Real low pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because the higher pitch you get, the less
the less reaction you get.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a very low pitch. But you have to be amplified.
Uh-huh.
You have to build a hell of an amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, with today's technology, you could probably build a hell of an amplifier with just about the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Okay. Now describe what you're seeing. Because I can see an image.
They don't want to come together.
Okay, describe the pieces that you've got.
Yeah, I'm looking at a little box with a great big speaker, but that isn't going to work. It won't work right. It just ain't coming right.
Pen paper.
Sorry about that.
Okay. There's your box.
It all has to do with sound and vibration, correct? Vibration, isn't that sound?
No, the vibration you don't need. You need the sound to create your harmonics. The vibration you don't need. That's why I say the big speaker won't work, because you're creating vibration with a speaker.
And it's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Okay. There's a cross view. That's what you think.
More or less, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more or less. In other words, the same as a telescope mirror.
That's as far as I can go without getting into trouble, and I'm pushing the envelope there.
Yeah, it'd be a mirror of sound rather than sight.
Mm-hmm.
A concave sound disc.
Yeah.
To make it simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I was trying to fathom is how to make it portable and still generate that kind of harmonics so it would raise itself, not have it hooked to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, then you could turn your sound mirror toward the ground and actually raise it.
Right, but you'd need the power source would have to be contained within what you're raising off the ground.
That's correct. And okay. Not have an outside power source.
So it has to be totally independent.
That's right.
And that's the key that we're missing.
Really, yeah. Quite simple. But,
yeah, it is, if I can just get it put together.
Uh-huh.
A battery won't do it, because a battery doesn't have enough power. A solar unit would do it if we could generate enough power with a solar unit, but the solar units that they've got now don't generate that much power.
Oh, yes.
Well, how about,